welcome back to my channel. Today we're chatting 8 reasons why everyone should attend a forest party at least once in their lives. I've been wanting to touch on this topic for so long. The correct term for it in Australia and New Zealand is a bush dove. And I remember the first time I asked someone, they're like, oh, have you been to a bush dove before? And I was like, what's a bush dove? And they said, a dove in the bush. It's such a weird word. And a lot of people don't know that they exist, or I think general society that knows about them thinks that it's just a bunch of people out partying in the forest and the bush. And those experiences have completely made me who I am today, made me so confident in my natural self, made me view society and life in a whole new way and realize what's important. And it is like, I'm literally getting goosebumps. It is literally just the best thing that I could have done for myself. So I'm gonna share some things with you about insights into what it's like and what it's about. Probably not everyone's cup of tea, but with the way society is, and especially being a young person, like whether you're a teenager or in your 20s or even 30s, we're brought up in a way where we're always worrying about what other people think, and everyone is competition, and we're always trying to look the best, and we need to have the most, and we need to stomp on everyone else to get to the top. And when you see someone else looking good, it's a threat to you, because if they are doing well and look a certain way, it means that you're not. But it's actually not the case, because we're all connected. So I'm so excited for this. I didn't even know what to call it. I was like, do I call it like why going to bush dwarfs makes you feel more confident? Like, what's the right title? But I think forest party is a good way to describe it, because then everyone kind of knows what I'm talking about. So if you're new here, my name is Cassie Amber. I'm a holistic nutritionist. So this one is a little bit like off topic, not really talking about health. Well, actually, it is talking about health, because the whole point of holistic nutrition, it's not just like calories in, calories out. It's the way you fuel yourself as a whole. And fuel isn't actually just food. It's like what you're fueling your mind with, your environment. And this is so important, because it's our connection to the earth, and it makes you a lot more in tune with yourself. So actually, it is on topic, but I do DJ on the side, so I've been to them just as a, like, yeah, just for fun as well. And then this year I started getting booked for their, in 2023 I started getting booked for them as well. So probably played maybe 8 of them throughout the year. So it's honestly my favorite thing to do in life. So I'm so excited to show you what it's all about, and hopefully it could change your life as well. So don't forget, if you're not already, you can subscribe to the channel, like this video if you enjoy this style of content, or you can connect with me on Instagram or TikTok at Cassie Amber Wellness, where I post more short form content. Thank you so much for coming along. So first up, where it all began. I didn't actually start like going out to party or anything until I was 21. So I left home when I was 16. And then finished off school. I had three jobs right out of school, two jobs while I was still in high school. I was doing working in cafes, supermarkets, Burger King, like a takeaway drive-through. And then when I was 17, I moved 3 hours away from my little hometown, and then I studied a degree in hotel management. So that was 3.5 years. And even like on my 18th birthday, I was working, because I worked in a nightclub. I remember that night. I was like the dish girl where you just collect the glasses. And I was actually in Alice Springs in Australia in the middle of the desert. And I was like, yes, when the clock strikes midnight, I'll be able to serve drinks because I'll be 18. So I started serving a couple drinks, and then the manager came up to me, like, in the nightclub world, it's still classed as the day before, so you're actually not legally allowed to serve drinks. So I was still like dish girl on my actual birthday. Didn't even get a 21st, because I graduated the week before I turned 21, and we were all in New Plymouth in New Zealand, and then everyone just spread out across Australia and New Zealand. I moved up to Auckland, my roommate moved up to Sydney, everyone just left. So when I turned 21, I'd have been in Auckland for 1 week, had just started my new job. I think I just met like an acquaintance for a cocktail in town or something. So I never got into like partying. I used to go clubbing when I was younger in New Plymouth, and that was like the epitome of trying to fit in. Like you would wear these little tight dresses and stilettos to the point you'd have like your feet would be covered in blisters and bruises, and every time you walk you're like trying to pull up your top, pull down your skirt, pull up your top, pull down your skirt. And yeah, just like lots of alcohol to the point you're blackout drunk. Then I moved up to Auckland and my best friend she just taught me how to be. She taught me what's important. She started taking me to clubs and she's like, okay, we go for the music and we don't come out here to look cool. We don't come out here to pull guys. Put on your comfier shorts, a crop top and sneakers so you can bounce around. You don't need to worry about your skirt coming up or your dress being uncomfortable. And we would just dress comfy as, she would dress pretty gangster and tomboy, and we would just go out and dance. And it was honestly the most pivotal moment in my life. And I remember boys would come up to me like, just trying to make small talk and say they were like talking to me. She would put her hand in between our faces like, she's not here to talk, mate. She would like fend them off. And then we would tell them like, if we were at a proper dubstep gig, like they would be trying to ask you something random like, oh, how's your day or something. And we would be like, shh, I'll talk to you after the drop, because we just like freaking love the music so much. So that was so pivotal for me. I'm so, so beyond grateful that I had a role model to show, like, you don't need to dress up for anyone else. You go out for the experience that you want to have and realizing what's important. So that, first of all, was like the big mindset switch. And then in New Zealand, right before I moved to Australia, I went to maybe 2 or 3 bush doves, and that was my first experience, and they were really cool. It was like quite long ago. I don't really exactly remember what it was like or the people or anything, but I'm pretty sure they were amazing. And then I just remember the last one right before I left New Zealand. This was when we were, I don't know, very early 20s, like 20 or 21. Yeah, like people who were in their early 20s who I went to school with and stuff. It started to become popular to go to bush doves. So then with that happening, it was no longer about like these underground people who were meeting up for the special experience. People who were trying to act cool started going and bringing all this alcohol, and I'll go into that soon, like the difference between like why nightclubs are they the way they are and society because of alcohol. So they would come and then the girls would like start smirking at each other, and then the guys would walk past and like like hit their shoulders in the line as they walk past. And then they actually lit it a lot there as well. So that was the final one I went to right before I came to Oz. And that's what happens when it gets infiltrated by, I call it normies, like normal people. So part two, town nightlife versus doofs. So I'll go into a bit of the alcohol thing. So when you're like in the city, going to the clubs, and you're in this little uncomfy dress, I think I realized I've got like a sensitivity to clothing potentially because of ADHD. Like if anything's like cutting in or you've got to pull it down all the time, I get very overwhelmed with clothes. It's actually hard to go shopping to find something that looks good and is like super comfortable kind of thing. But yeah, you'll walk around in your little heels, absolutely killing your feet just to look good. And then plus when you're drunk as well, you're probably stumbling over. It's probably just dangerous trying to like walk when there's holes in the footpath and on the road and everything. And it makes women emotional and it makes men aggressive. You see a girl. Okay, so I just recently had these friends, well, new friends staying over at my house. They're friends of my flatmate. And they'd come over from New Zealand. And this girl said to someone in Australia in town the other night, oh look, we've got the same outfit. And the girl was like, that's what girls are like. Or if you see someone looking good, you're like, look at her, she thinks she's the best. Or like they just say these comments. Yeah, and men get aggressive. There's so many fights out in nightclubs as well. So at bush doves, there's not much alcohol. I'll say that. People have like a couple of drinks like to hydrate, like you might just have like a nice drink with your friends to relax, but it's not about like getting drunk. And you can definitely notice like with alcohol as well, it slows all your movements. Like you can't dance properly because everything is slowed down, you're all fumbly and falling around, and that's what it's like in the clubs. But yeah, so you've got to ask yourself, I don't know, I'm a conspiracy theorist, but why is alcohol the only legal drug? And we do need to remember that it is actually a drug. Just because it's the legal one that the government says, oh, this one is okay, it doesn't actually mean that it's good. And I have always loved a nice glass of wine when I'm cooking dinner, or if I go to a festival, I have a couple of cans of like vodka watermelon. I like things like that. But I've really slowed down my drinking over the last year, I guess just because it's been hot. And I can notice so much now, like when I have a sip of red wine, it's like straight to the head. You're like eating white car, like just crappy food to like fill yourself up because you're suddenly starving. So then it stuffs up your whole night. And this is why a lot of people have problems with their weight as well, because you're eating so much. There's all the calories in alcohol, like so much sugar as well, because it's excessive consumption. I actually think it's fine to have like, yeah, a nice drink with your mates, like a couple of beverages. But yeah, we get blackout drunk and like make bad decisions. So yeah, that's basically the difference. When you go to a bush doof and you see someone, like before you can even compliment anyone, there'll already be several girls running up to you complimenting you. Oh my God, I love your hair. I love your outfit. They'll be giving you a hug. They don't even know who you are, but you're just so welcomed. And there's no hierarchy of like who's trying to be the best or anything. It's just the most warm, welcoming community. And I think that lesson is something that all of us can try to infiltrate into normal society to make that more normal, rather than feeling like you have to be the best and no one else can be, because we're all equal and different in our own way. Point number three is that it has made me more confident in my own skin. The first point I'll bring up is body hair. So I wax, and I was at a, like, one basic concept, right? So in between appointments, so I get my armpits waxed, and if I'm at the gym and it's like, say, a chest and shoulders day, and I'll need to do a dumbbell shoulder press, or maybe a movement where like I need to lift my arm up for something on the cable machine, or maybe doing bench press and someone might walk past and see like these tiny little hairs, because you need to let the hair grow out before you can go back to get a wax. But when you wax over time, your hairs become less and less anyway, so it's not like there's barely anything there. They're so fine, and yeah, it just, it's barely anything once you've been doing it for a few years. But I get into this mindset like, oh my God, I've got a few hairs there because I've got my wax in a few days, and like, what if I reach up and then a guy sees that I've got hairy armpits? And it's actually like a genuine fear, like it stresses me out. And then I was at a promo job doing like this dress thing on this rooftop bar, and this guy pointed out, like, I shave my legs like probably every 3 days or something, but I just like hadn't shaved the night before because I'll do it the next day because it didn't need to be done right there and then. So because I had tiny leg hairs, not perfectly like 100% perfect as a woman, he was like, you've got leg hairs, you haven't shaved. And I was like, it's the human body. And I was actually, it honestly shook me that we have to live up to the standard that we have not one hair on our body anywhere that it's not meant to be, and things like that. And then you go out to the bush doof, and it has been a big learning experience for me, because this girl was like, hey Cassie, how are you? And like went to give me a big hug. She doesn't do anything with her body hair. So she had like full armpit hair and everything. And we don't often see that, I guess, because even waxing, like my armpit hair wouldn't look like that because it becomes less over time. So it's like full bush armpit hair, full leg hair, like don't shave their legs or anything. And then I was thinking like, oh, this girl doesn't shave anything. And then you click and you're like, oh, well, does that hurt anyone? Do we need to? Are they happier being like that? They feel more natural and they're embracing themselves. It doesn't affect anyone else around them, and it's how they want to be. So yeah, then they can be how they want. It makes us more diverse. So then you kind of go through those realizations, and then you become more accepting of like what we can be as women, and then go back into society and someone points out that your leg hairs are like 2 millimeters long. So it's made me more confident in that way, like able to stand up to that man and just be like, it's the human body, who cares? And same thing with makeup. I still actually do like getting really dressed up to go. I like doing pretty eyeshadow and putting my lashes on because, I don't know, it's just nice to feel nice when you're having a good time. But then say if it's the second day and you took your makeup off and you might not look 100% because you've barely slept the night before, you can go down to the dance floor completely barefaced, just put in some moisturizer. Like, you don't have to wear makeup, you don't even have to wear mascara, you don't have to wear concealer. You can look however you want to look. You don't have to do your hair. You can, like, you wake up in, well, I sleep in the car, wake up and you're like, oh, that music sounds cool as, and just like head back down to the down to the dance floor. There's someone there with like a platter of watermelon, like, yeah, yeah, have some watermelon. You're like, oh, cool. Like, yeah, it just makes you really embrace your natural beauty. When I moved to Gold Coast as well, I was quite worried that I would feel pressured to need to get work done because I just was told that's like the place where like everyone has their boobs done, everyone has Botox, blah, blah, blah. And not that I'm against it or anything, but I'd only ever been natural. So I was like, oh, if I go there, what if I'm like the odd one out because I'm the only one who's never done anything compared to everyone else on the street? But then when you go there, like, they live a very natural life, so they use like all natural products, and like, it's just such a different vibe. You don't have to uphold any standard, and you view people in a new way because you realize that it's someone's soul that makes them attractive. It's got nothing got to do with the exterior at all. And I've actually thought that about people for a while. Like, I've never dated, not that saying like that gym guys are bad or anything, but I've never dated a gym guy. But if it was like someone that thought that they were the best kind of thing, like they think they're the man, and then they're like maybe more likely to cheat on you because they don't value you as much and they think that they can get anyone and like the world owes them. Not saying that that's like a gym guy, but just like this person in general, if you think about like a really attractive person maybe. Of course there's nice ones that are very humble and down to earth as well, but it's just like I just view it like that. Like, I don't judge whether someone's attractive or not until I meet them. I don't even think I could go on Tinder or anything again because you can't even tell until you've like had just seen them in the distance in person, or like had that interaction, or just seen how they are with other people. That's what makes them attractive. So yeah, it will show you a whole new way of viewing other people. There's this beautiful performer at the most recent one I went to at New Year's. She blew my mind, and I got quite emotional because I was thinking, everyone is out here trying to lose weight, right? You think like, oh, if I get this certain size and clothing, then I will be sexy. If I lose these extra pounds, then I'll be sexy. And there was this lady who was around maybe 50. She was the most incredible performer, and the way to describe it is just complete embodiment and expression of self. And to me, that was sexy. I turned to my friend and I was like, that is exactly what we should be doing when we're 50 years old. We don't need to slow down and be like, oh, too old. We shouldn't be like dressing up in sexy outfits or dancing or learning tricks to do the splits in front of everyone. We don't need to just like slow down and become old. Like, that was sexy, seeing her do all the crazy tricks and yeah, just embrace every inch of who she is and her body. And then another lady in the background, she was doing this fire twirling, and she had black handprints just covering her boobs, like she wasn't wearing a bra or anything. And I share that to my story because people get so offended at skin, like we're born naked and only society said, oh, we need to wear clothes. So I do think it's a good thing. Like, I don't really want a bunch of like naked men walking around and having to see it. But I went to this nudist event last year in New Zealand, and we were just outside in the sunshine, and it was complete diverse range of people, like men, women, different ages, different shapes, different like skin colors. And it just reminded you like, oh, this is what society is like. Here we are scrolling our Instagram feed, and for me, it's the most shredded top bodybuilders in the whole world. And then you think everyone looks like that, and then you go into society and you're like, oh, that's just the 0.00000001%. And then it makes you feel a lot more confident just knowing that like everyone is different. So seeing that lady even with handprints just on her boobs dancing, if someone from normal society came and saw that, they'll be like, oh my god, she's naked, like you can kind of see her nipples. And like it just goes to show our conditioning kind of thing. And it was just so beautiful to see everyone embracing their uniqueness. Number four is people look out for you. At one of the most recent ones, I was laying down by the fire. I played a nighttime set and then was trying to nap, and then I had to play a game first thing in the morning on Sunrise. So I was just leaning up against my partner at the time and kind of just sitting on the dirt. And within half an hour, four different people came past like, oh, is she okay, bro? Oh, do you guys need something to lay on? They go into their caravan and like bring out this little tarp thing for me to lay on. Someone else asked if I was okay. Then someone else asked, oh, like, does she need a blanket or anything? Just each person that walks past you is here to look out for you. And then you compare it to being in the nightclub scene in town, and everyone's like drunk on the street, laying there spewing. All these homeless people as well, and like no one cares. If you're in a ditch, passed out drunk, like you'd probably get robbed. So that's the difference. And not to say that every single person is safe. Things can still happen. There can still be people that take advantage of you. You always need to keep that in the back of your mind. But in general, it's just a whole new world. Point number five is respect for the land and the leave no trace policy. So because you're all outside in the bush where there's like no shops for, sometimes the last gas station is like 40 minutes out. So you're like out in the middle of nowhere. And sometimes it's so crazy terrain trying to get to it. Like people need to get towed out. Like you kind of need a four-wheel drive. A lot of people have vans, but you're literally in the middle of nowhere, right? So you don't just like leave rubbish because it's actually out in nature. And when I went to the first one in Australia, there was a bin in the middle of the dance floor. And I just remember like, I feel so emotional. So everything was in the bin. And it was overflowing, and it was just like all overflowing, exactly still touching the bin, like all in one spot. There wasn't one can 1 meter away. It was as full as it can be, but it's all in the bin. And then everyone takes their own rubbish as well. And then when I was at R&V in New Zealand, Rhythm and Vines, my first ever festival, the ground is cans. You can't even see the grass. And yes, there's more people, but like you're walking on rubbish for hundreds of meters, like kilometers. The whole area is rubbish. So it just really goes to show the difference, like reminding you about the little things and to pick up after yourself. Number six is what the world would be like if it fell apart. So with all the things that happened with the pandemic and everything like that, my dad and Nana are like extreme conspiracy theorists, and Dad was actually like getting worried. He's like, you might actually need to pack up and go live in the bush kind of thing. And he's like into having emergency kits and like food if you need it. I think honestly this thing is pretty interesting because we don't know what could happen or what the thing would be. But even Mark Zuckerberg is building like a huge underground bunker right now. I don't know, like if you pay attention to the things like that, it just makes you think, and like it just makes you think about like, oh, what kind of skills would I need? And I watched this movie on Netflix. It was released by like Obama or something, Michelle Obama and the President Obama. Oh, I forgot what the name is. But if you search it up online, they... like, why are they making movies? Why do they have time to make Netflix shows? So when you look into it, they've got like different things that can happen. Like all the cell communication gets cut and everything. So then like, how do you communicate with people? So I do find it interesting just to keep that in the back of your mind. Like even fitness, I like don't like cardio or anything. But even when I was running the other day, I was thinking like, oh, you actually do need to keep up a bit of this because you could be running for your life at some stage. Like you need to stay physically fit so you can fight for your life and fend people, animals off. You never know. I don't know. I just find it interesting. So that's probably going down a rabbit hole. But I feel like the people that go to bush trips will be the best equipped out of most people because they're used to living outside. So say if we had to escape the towns or the cities and like go form little communities, you wake up in the morning, you walk down to the stage, and there's like lines of vans and cars. Everyone's up there making their little coffee and they're making breakfast on their little gas stoves and they've got little fires going. You can go and sit at anyone's camp and anyone will talk to you. Like, they've got it sorted. Everyone's exchanging skills. People get their days beforehand, a week beforehand, to build the stages before everyone else comes. So like, yeah, we've got, even just in that realm, like you've got performers, you've got the DJs, you've got the organizers, you've got the people who create the site to host the event. So like, even in a different one, I saw these young guys playing around with this wooden go-kart that they made that had a motor on it. And then I think it got stuck or it broke or something. And then all these guys just started coming over and fixing it for them. Next thing, boom, they got it going and they speed off in their little go-kart. And do you see that in normal society? Like, people working together, if you need help, it's not as easy to come by, I guess you could say. I even met a man who catches all his own food. He doesn't go to supermarkets. I personally could not do that to that extent because that's like skinning the animal and like gutting the animal and then cooking it, like preparing it from scratch. So like, it is a handy skill to know, but personally I wouldn't want to go that far. But when you think about it, that sounds crazy to the average person. Like, oh my god, they catch all their own food and like skin it and everything and prepare it. It sounds like a lot of work, but then that he eats zero preservatives or like artificial foods, or like everything at the supermarket is not good. I was even thinking with my shop today, I actually found some organic broccoli on special. I've never fully bought, well, I've never actually bought organic at all. And I've just started to notice I've bought things on special a couple times and the flavor is so much different. Like, I bit into an apple a few months ago and you can taste, it's like wax on the outside and then it's like flavorless powder crap on the inside. It's not sweet, it's not juicy, has no flavor. It was actually disgusting. So when you think about this man, he actually eats like no preservatives, none of the crap that they spray on all the food. So he would be fine if the world turned to crap. So it's just an interesting thing to keep in the back of your head. Number 7 is that it is actually healthy. So even though most people would be like, oh, it's just a bunch of people out partying in the bush. And no, you shouldn't do it all the time. Like, you need to space them out. But you wake up with your circadian rhythm, right? You wake up to the sunshine. A lot of people are barefoot, so they're getting ground into the earth. I hate getting dirty feet and I've got very soft feet, so I still wear shoes, but it's still good even to just like do a little walk on grass or dirt or something just to get like grounding, because that is another factor of our health that the general population forget about. Sense of community. When you look at the blue zones, which is what my plant-based studies were focused on, one of the reasons they live to 100 years or older is because they eat together. They have a sense of community. They have a lot of quality time with loved ones. That is actually a factor of health that we don't realize as well. And in today's world, we're so isolated. We're glued to our screens. We wake up, we go on social media, we're at work all day. We come home so exhausted, we put on our TV show, sit on the couch. So then to escape that, go out there, you wake up, like, yeah, sense of community, sunshine, you're getting exercise because you're dancing all the time, you're getting lit up from the music. It is actually a healthy thing when done in the right way. And number 8 is, bush doofs are a judgment-free zone. When these new friends were here visiting in the weekend, it was interesting. So on the 30th of December, the day before New Year's, I actually went clubbing with them, and I haven't actually been clubbing, like without the purpose of going to a gig to see a specific DJ, for like as long as I can remember, probably years. So I went clubbing with them and my flatmate was DJing, so like I guess I still knew who the DJ was. But we were standing out the front of the club and there's like people all in the streets and it's quite lit up. And he was like, oh, it's so, like, he was kind of saying it's stressful being out here with all the lights on because everyone can see you. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? And he's like, oh, you've just got to like watch how you are. And I was like, what do you mean watch how you are? Like he was comparing it in New Zealand and in Australia. You've got to like stand a certain way and like be a certain way for when people look at you. And like, that's not his fault for thinking that. That's like what everyone thinks. When you're in public, you're like, oh, you stand a certain way. And like, you can't even just be. And then one of the other girls said she just bought this beautiful top. And she's like, oh, I'm so gutted though. Like, I'll be moving to Australia later in the year. And I really want to wear this top, but I won't be able to wear it in New Zealand. And I'm like, oh, why can't you wear it in New Zealand? And she said, oh, just like people would be horrified. Like they would judge if it's like too fancy for the occasion or something. And I just forgotten that all of that stuff kind of exists because my best friend just taught me to be who you want and who you are. So I just kind of like forgot that people have those thoughts. And that's why I thought it was so important to do this video, because you go out there and people are wearing funny costumes. You can dress how you want, so then you can take those perspectives back into society and apply it and try to shift the perspective of other people. There's self-expression. I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity even to DJ those kind of gigs, because if you play in town, like say if you play at a club, you have to play, pretty much for most clubs, you have to play remixes of popular songs and sing-alongs that all the drunk girls can dance to. Like, oh my god, can you play Taylor Swift? Sorry if that's me. Can you play Miley Cyrus? Like, yeah, you can like whatever music you want, but it is still, yeah, good to have like things in there where people know the words. And like, yeah, I like cool edits of songs because it's like a cool surprise with the drop. But there's a lot of restrictions in a club. You can't play too heavy or anything too weird or too fast. It's got to be like very easy things that the average person can bop along to, like, okay, I know these words. When you're out in the bush, I've actually had full expression to play whatever I want. I like very weird music, everything that is not normal. I want it to drop and for people to be like, wow. So I play like creaturey bass music, and I've just started getting into hard techno, which I discovered off TikTok only a few weeks ago. I actually played 3 or 4 songs in my set that I found from TikTok, just from like people doing reactions to the song. And you look up the song and then you can download that and play it in your set and see what it's like. And you just don't get that kind of opportunity many places. And a lot of people are performers, so it's a good place to practice because you can just be out there performing. Like, no one's just staring at you, like looking at everything you're doing wrong or judging you. They'll like come and do it with you and like take turns or come and compliment you. It's like you can do whatever you want and be whoever you want to be, wear what you want, look how you want. It's unexplainable, the benefits of that. So that's a wrap, bit of a different video, but I just thought it was so important and I really wanted to do this for months, but had to think of like the point of it that I'm trying to get across, because I really think it can benefit so many people. I feel so refreshed after going away. I come back with like fresh new perspective on my business and like know exactly what I need to do. I feel more confident in who I am and what I look like, not needing to uphold a certain standard and embracing more of my natural features. One last mindset shift. Someone said to me, because I go to a lot of smaller doofs that are very intimate, and someone was kind of judging them saying, oh, well, the people that go to those doofs probably don't have goals, so it's like not good to hang around them too much. And I went to one and there was such a range of people. There was like a really high up IT guy that gets paid a lot of money per year. And there was some people who were like, yeah, high level corporates. Like, there is actually a diverse range of people. I've got one friend who is a group fitness instructor for F45. She's the only other fitness girl I know that loves doofing as well, who's like the same as me. But there is actually a diverse range of people. And I told my friend, I was like, oh, such and such said that the people that go to these events maybe don't have big goals, or that it, yeah, might be detrimental to where I'm going in life. And then she said, like, honestly, she's changed my life, man. I'm so grateful. She was like, what if going to bush doofs is their goal? And it's like, mic drop. Like, why are we judging what someone's goal can be? Because some of them do go to those and it's changed their whole life. And then they're like, oh, I want to be a bush doof organizer or like an event organizer and create this company and then be able to host a space for other people. So for some of them, that is their goal. And isn't that a cool goal to have? Like being able to do the funnest thing in the whole entire world and go out in the forest and listen to music and connect with amazing, grounded, like-minded people and have the time of your life. So just take those perspectives away with you. Like second guess everything and just see what you can take from this and try to make the world a better place. Like even if you're at a festival or in town, next time you see someone, like you like the girl's hair or outfit or makeup, go out and tell them, because people aren't really used to that in today's society, I guess. Or even if you're a guy as well, just be like, just tell them and make friends with people, and we can make this world like, yeah, not such a place where it's so much competition. Collaboration over competition. That's what the winners do. So I'll leave it at that. Don't forget to subscribe if you like the style of content, and I really appreciate if you like the video. You can connect with me over on my socials for more daily updates as well. If you're listening on the podcast, I post the videos on YouTube, or if you're watching on YouTube, I post the audio to the podcast if you want to tune in when you're just cleaning or going for a walk or driving as well. So thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you being here, and I'll see you next time.